Oh, God is good. I only have a four-word sentence with a colon in the middle. And that's my whole message. Law works, colon. Faith rests. Law works. Faith rests. Who can memorize what I just said? It's four words. You can do it?
I can. No more. No more than that. Four words.
Four words.
Yeah, absolutely.
No, I'm kidding. I can remember
four. Yeah, you got it. Who else? Who else can repeat what I said? Karen?
Law, work, faith, rests.
Right. It's the secret to everything in the universe. Everything in the universe is based on that. Before I get into idolatry and all that stuff, I want to make sure you got the message before I start. Law works, faith rests. Have you entered his faith that rests? Have you entered his faith that rests? Answer?
Yes. Yes, in faith.
Yeah. In faith. If it's in faith, then you don't do anything.
You're there.
He is for you, chair 4. He is in you, chair 5. He is through you. He worketh his life through you. So what do you do? Nothing. Why? Because faith rests. Only law works. We never do work. So you're lazy, completely lazy. What does Sabbath mean? The day of rest. What were the Jews to do, which they never did, by the way? What were the Jews to do on the Sabbath?
Nothing.
Come unto me, all you that labor heavy laden, I will give you rest. They never did have a Sabbath rest ever. So they failed. Is God mad at them? Is God mad at the Jews for never resting? No, he's not mad. He loves them. He loves them. He loves the Jewish people. They have a bright future. So if the Jews have a bright future, what kind of future do you have?
Brighter.
Brighter, because we're already cheating by resting now. Law works. Buddhists work. Hindus work. Muslims work. Jews work. Catholics work. Protestants work. But not me.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not a worker. I'm like Raul. I don't have any guilt. Never had any guilt. Amen. Never expiated for my sins. Never paid for anything I did. Never had a conscience. I do now, but I didn't then. And yet I got a hold of the gospel. Why? Because I was used to not working. That is, on the inside. Everything I did was a gig. Everything I did was a hoot. Everything I did was enjoy myself. That's all. That's all I ever did. Never worked to improve myself. After I became a Christian, I never worked. I've never worked ever since I met Jesus. And I was a jerky worker before that. I mean, I just messed up all over the place, but I didn't have any guilt. Now, if law works, God hates the works. If law works, God hates the law. Hates it. Did you know that God made a law which no one could keep? The Jews tried hard to keep it. They're still nodding at the Western Wall. Probably saying these words, shalom, shalom, shalom. As though there would be peace on earth because they said shalom. Isn't that funny? You don't seem to have a sense of humor. I think that's funny because it's the opposite of what God wanted. Faith rests. That's all he wanted. Everyone should be Sabbath every day.
Amen.
Every day for me is Sabbath. Every day for me is joy. Every day for me is peace. Every day for me is laughter. Turn my backs on my problems.
Hallelujah.
Just look at Jesus. Just look at Jesus. Why? Because he works. Jesus is active in love.
Amen.
It isn't really the faith that's active in love. It's the faith in Jesus that's active in love. Because Jesus is active in love. I'm passive toward Jesus. I never do zip. I never worry. I'm never stressed. I'm never anxious. I'm never out of peace. I'm totally in peace. And he, when the angel sang that when he was born, remember that said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. You know, that's good. So God is the only guy that has peace. And so peace on earth. Now, what is it? What is it that does it? Ah, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So there it is. Free gift, free gift, free gift. I love free things. I love it when it's prepaid. I love it when somebody said, don't worry about the tickets, you're a special. Come on in. I love it when everything is free. In heaven, you won't need any money. You can't take it with you when you die. You have to leave it to the kids who will ruin themselves with pleasure. After they get it spent, they'll be in pain. And Margaret doesn't know it, but she'll be left a ton of money. A ton. Don't even worry about working, Margaret. Don't even worry about it. You have no idea how wealthy we are. Of course, it's spiritual. So we don't do anything. How many know if you don't do anything, you're not worth anything? How many know if you don't do anything, you're not worth anything? I don't believe that. I believe if you don't do anything, God loves you.
Amen.
He loves you unconditionally.
Amen.
He doesn't have any conditions.
Amen.
Why did he give the Jews the law? So that they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I did that in raising the kids. I always gave them things they could never do. They didn't understand it because they tried hard. I did what you said. No, you tried to do what I said, but you didn't do exactly what I said because I made the laws in such a way that you'd need mercy. When they became 12, I explained that to them. That means if you don't want a spanking for doing bad, either don't do bad, which you cannot do, or ask for mercy. And every time, without exception, they said mercy.
Right.
I mean, it was like, okay, spank the bed, Dad. Don't spank me. glory. How many know law works, but faith rests? I love that. Law works, but faith rests. I think, Susan, you were like that. You didn't work. You knew you were loved. Pfft, why worry about it? Once you're loved by God, pfft, why worry about working? Once he likes you, you're in the family. And what do you do to merit that? Nothing. What do you do after you're in the family? Wyatt, you are loved just the way you are. Don't ever change.
Amen.
Be exactly you. Yeah. Be just like me, a worthless person, having no value, no worth, whatever. I've never been ashamed of that. I was always, you could say, did you work on the outside? Yeah, of course I worked on the outside because I wasn't invested in it. And I objectively did more than other people. I did, objectively. You read the chapter for the day, for the test. I read 5 or 10 books for the test. Well, it's hard to beat a guy like that. I knew Freud inside and out. I could reduce him to a sentence. And by doing that, I cheated. Because other people, they didn't get A++. I did. At Yale. One of the most prestigious schools in the world. And I think more presidents are from Yale than are from Harvard. That's amazing. I almost went to Yale. I mean, to Harvard. I visited and I didn't like it. I remember the snow was on the ground and it just seemed cold to me. Ugh, I'm not going to come here. I'll go to a smaller city. Boston is too big. I'm going to go to a smaller city where you can see the whole town. Yale, New Haven. It's nothing. It's just a little place. It's a city, but barely. But it's liberal as all get out. Well, I was liberal. I never did have a goal or a purpose or anything. I didn't have anything. I didn't know what I was going to be when I grew up. And I still haven't. I'm a pastor. How many know that you can actually be a failure and God likes you? You can actually be a failure.
Great.
I'm no different than a total failure. As a matter of fact, daily I think about that. What have you accomplished? I don't know. At least I showed up, I guess. I really don't know. I don't know if I've accomplished anything. Because I've taught this message for years and years and years, and very, very few people get a hold of it. Because they want to work. Even their faith works. I don't believe in faith working. I believe in faith in Jesus working for me. So my faith in Jesus is active in love.
Hallelujah.
But because Jesus is active, he is the only actor in the universe.
Amen.
Period.
Amen.
He has life in himself.
Hallelujah.
So I don't get life from working. I get life from resting. That phrase is funny. You know, parenting is not that difficult, Raul. It's not that difficult. Just let them grow up. But it was fun for me. We made laws that the kids couldn't do. I want them to make your bed. Now, see these hospital corners I'm sticking on here? You're going to be able to do this in a minute. Because look at it. Okay, it's your turn. I don't know how to do that. Well, I'll show you again. Get it all. Mess it all up. Get it all again. Okay, there you go. I don't know how. What, do you want mercy or something? Yeah. Could you do it for me? And so they were eager to do it, but they didn't like the way I did it. They would clean your room. So David would just throw the blanket over his bed. He'd just throw it. And then his toys would be, you know, at least a foot deep in his room. And when he got married, I said to his wife now, about to have a baby, but I said to her, you realize that David does not have a savings account? In fact, he has saved nothing. And you realize that money doesn't mean a lot. And she came from a nice family that could, you know, had plenty. And so, you know, you might not have soap, for example. And really, I seriously said all this. You might not have shampoo because David is just a happy-go-lucky guy. And marrying him is neat because he's really easy to please because he's always pleased. He just loves Jesus. He's entered into the rest. So... But he's not going to... The girls, they really work at that thing. They work at it. But David, you know, it's not so much. Davids don't seem to work that much, do they, David?
No.
And so I'm going to give you the message again before I start. Because I haven't even started. Law works. Semicolon. Faith rests. I like the rest. I don't know. I don't know about anybody else. But I like resting. I like Sabbath all the time. I like everything to go my way every day. I like all things to be for me being blessed and other people doing all the work. I love that. Now, I've never blamed anybody for things going wrong. If something goes wrong, I don't blame anybody. It was up to me and I didn't want to do it. Did anyone grow up lazy like myself? Because you have to have religion to work. Religion works. I mean, religion works. I don't have religion. I have Jesus, a relationship, a Jesus. I love him because he likes to do all the work, give me all the blessing. He's like a good husband. I remember, you know, the devil always wants you to work. Everything the Democrats do, everything they do, even if it's wrong, they say that they're doing something good. This is for your good, even when they have the government. This is for your good. And so they make up all kinds of rules and laws. I don't like Democrats. They work too hard. Yep. It is. I like Jesus' thing better. I bear the burden, you get the blessing. Amen. I love that. How many know it's hard to find a husband like that? But praise God, you married one. Well, he didn't look like it, but he actually got there. A miracle. A miracle. As a miracle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because you didn't do anything. You did nothing. All I can do in worship then is look something like this. Thank you. That's it, because I didn't do anything. Thank you. Praise you. I thank him for what he's done. I praise him for who he is. You are faithful, you're kind, you're nice, and so on. That's great. And you did it for me, didn't you? Yeah, I did it for you. Because I love you, you're so cute. So, Jesus thinks I'm cute. He likes me. Does anyone else have that view of God? I have that view of God.
Yeah.
I think he's always been good. I think he's always been merciful, gracious. I think he's always been on my side.
Amen.
I mean, that's the way he is in the Bible. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I don't care if you believe it or not, but it's in the Bible.
Praise God.
It's in the Bible. Now, let's read the 20th chapter of Ezekiel. I pull out stupid things in this book because it's crazy, isn't it? Because God wrote it. God wrote it.
Yeah.
How many know what an idol is before we start? How many know what an idol is?
Anything you follow.
An idol is anyone you worship other than God.
Yeah.
Other than Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Anything you worship is an idol. In other words, all the other gods are nothing. They're idols. I mean, there's nothing. There's nothing. I mean, they have nothing. There isn't anything. Because they're all told to work. If you don't go the eightfold way, you're not a Buddhist. If you don't follow all of the commands, and by the way, they thought Muhammad wrote down everything God said, ipsum verbum, you know, exactly as he said it. And they believe, and that's why they chop your head off, because they believe everything he said was from God, the Gabriel. Gabriel is the one that told them that in a cave. So if you believe that, I can sell you some real estate because you might not be interested in that. But I believe that everything in the world is a lie and everything God said is true.
Amen.
Everything in the world is a lie and everything God said is true. So I don't believe that if you work, you merit something. I believe if you work, God just gives you something. It's a free gift, just like my children. They didn't have to work to please me, as I was already pleased with them. Just because you're in the family, you're loved, period. Unconditional love. And I never would spank them because I really wanted them to behave. I wanted to spank them because they didn't do exactly what I said, and I wanted it to be exactly what I said because God wanted it to be exactly what he said. Do all of these works and you go to heaven. So they tried to do all the works and they didn't go to heaven. Isn't that funny? They actually were cursed by Jesus. He came and cursed them. He saw that fig tree, said, "Hey, where are the figs? I'm supposed to get some figs." Yeah. And there was no figs on it. Say, "Cursed be thou. May fruit never again grow on you." The next day they came, the thing was withered. All the leaves were off. Everything was rotten to the core. Isn't that funny? Jesus did that. Because he believed that working got you nowhere. He believed that people aren't good at works. And religion is totally into works. They want you to prove, expiate if you do sin. If you do sin, that's on the other side of the ledger. Oh, I sinned over here, so I'll do 16 things over on this side of the ledger. Now I'm okay. I balanced that out. I balanced my books. I reconciled my books. They're all reconciled. That's not God. God isn't like that. He has a slush fund in there that pays for everything.
Amen.
I don't know. I don't even know how he does that. But somehow God can create, miraculously, he can create it looks like you're okay in his eyes. Because he always has eyes for people. Did you know everything? Everyone that he created before they were even born, before you were born, when you were just conceived, he wrote his name on there. This one is mine. This one belongs to me. And then another one. This one belongs to me. And so he's busy all the time writing on everybody's heart. This one belongs to me. And everybody in the world doesn't have an emperor between you and God. Doesn't have a pope between you and God. There's nobody. Not a pastor. Nobody. Except Jesus. He's the mediator. He's the middleman. A middleman is somebody who stands in the middle and tries to represent both sides. He mediates. He's saying, okay, here's what God wants. Be perfect. Right there. That's a non-starter for me. Be perfect. I'm not only not perfect, I deliberately, consciously do what I know you said not to do. I did that. Anybody here like me? And I knew his, I read the law, but objectively. I read it, and I said, you know, I don't want to do that. I don't want to do it with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength. Golly, wouldn't even have a life. I ain't doing that. The Catholics aren't doing so well. The Jews aren't doing so well. The Islamists cut off your head. No, I don't think anybody's doing all this stuff that they want. Did you know that there are no gods except our God?
Amen.
I love that. I surrender all. That's me. I surrender. Okay, I can't keep your law. I just surrender. Okay. Now here's the deal, God. Here's the deal. You made it up in your book, reading your book, you have mercy for me. Give it to me. Give me all the mercy you got. How many have used and abused God? God, you said it. You said it. It's not my idea. I'm just reading the text. I'm reading what you wrote here. Mercy. I'll take mercy. And so what I lost in obedience from the children, I gained in faith in the gospel. In other words, Peggy was more harsh, whether she believed in it or not. She was more harsh with the kids. I said not to do that. I never talked like that. I just say, you didn't do what I said.
I disagree with you.
You disagree with me? You never said that to the kids? Were you happy when Margaret ruined the car?
That was the only time.
I'm just supposing.
What would you have done?
I would have killed him. But anyway. Dave, how's your car doing? I saw it. I saw the picture of it. It's mashed up. And yet he's alive. That's a miracle.
Amen.
That's a miracle.
Amen.
That's a miracle of God.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just say, it's very interesting because you had a father that demanded such, you know, doing the rules. And
yeah.
But tell about your accidents that you had with his car, which is amazing what he did.
Oh, yeah. This father, I call him Adolf Hitler. But this father, that's my third father, he wanted me... He had a new 57 Chevy. Those were the ones that went from 0 to 60 in a few seconds. And so I went out on a highway to see if this car could go zero, and I was going to do it exactly as they said. And I did, and I was off the road. And all of a sudden, I was in town before I knew it, because I was going 100 miles an hour. Because I knew it. I was a 454 engine, and then that little bitty Chevy. And it was immaculate, beautiful, and he let me drive it. But what he didn't know, I went out into the country, I wanted to try it out. Could this actually go from, in 10 seconds, can I do 100? So I pushed my foot on that thing, and all of a sudden I came on a curve, because I was already in town, because I was way out in the country, but I was already in town. Did that quickly. And I realized, if I try to turn, the car's going to flip, because it's already off the road. It's going to flip. So I just lift up my hands like this, and went, you know, I don't have my hands on the steering wheel. Just crashed into a whole bunch of trees. And so I realized, well, there's nothing I can do now. All of the handles were gone on the sides and so on, because it was this close between a telephone pole and a what we call a Christmas tree, a nice pine. And it was, the whole thing was full of woods, but I just happened to land in that one space next to the post where it's just that, but it removed all the wear on the sides. They were all gone, all the handles. And I realized, well, that was close. That was close, because I could have been killed.
Yeah.
I could have been killed. I should have been killed. I've been in that situation a lot. Anyway, because I'm stupid. But I called my dad, and he said, are you hurt? No. Okay. That's it. That's all he said. Are you hurt? No. I'll come and pick you up. Wow. That was amazing. He never scolded me. Here's a guy that spanked me frequently because I was bad. I didn't do my chores and all that kind of stuff. Oh, I forgot. And so on and so forth. So he had no mercy. That's why I called him Adolf Hitler. But he didn't say a thing. And I did the worst thing I could do, is ruin his brand new car. He worked for Electromotive Division, which makes all the Buicks and Chevys and all that kind of stuff. And so he could get another car with insurance. And he did. But then I wrecked that one too. And Peggy was with me when I wrecked that one. The Edsel.
Oh, okay.
Remember that? And then I wrecked another one, too. So, David, how many have you had?
I'm not up there with you yet.
that's great. Anyway, Peggy made me say all that. But what she's trying to say is, a dad that you expected to be angry at you was actually said nothing. I don't know why. I have no idea why. Because he was quick to take me downstairs. We had basements in the north. Everybody in the north has basements. We had basements, and he'd just take me down, take off his belt, and, you know, thrash me. And that was the old-fashioned way.
Yeah.
I didn't mind it, because I deserved it. But I knew if I cried, he'd whip me twice. So that was, I hated him. I despised him because he was mean, but I deserved it. I knew I deserved it because I did wrong. I always did wrong. I cheated, lied, steal, all that kind of stuff. Now I'm a Christian, so I'm nice. I'm not nice. I'm just like Willis. I'm exactly like Willis. He still has his anger. He still has his mean moments. Have you ever spanked your son? It doesn't even feel good. And I didn't like it. I never liked that. I like things to go my way rather than go against me. I don't know. Does anyone like that?
Amen.
I like everything to go my way.
Yeah.
Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. My, oh, my, what a wonderful day. I like everything. Peggy hates that when I sing like that. Because I'm, wake up, Peg, it's a new day. You know, it's a great day. Oh, just leave me alone. Sleeping. Okay. I'll go and work for a while. I love it at night. I always wake up at 4 or 5. When you wake up at 4 or 5, nobody's up. And you can't do any harm to anybody. So I spend time in the Bible because I'm a pastor. And the only reason I do that is because that's what pastors are supposed to do. So I do it 4 or 5 hours every day. Every day. Every day. Even today. I like to hear what God has to say. So I read this 20th chapter. Want to read it? You'll love this chapter. Because don't forget what this sermon is all about. What?
God is your strength.
No, God is your strength, yeah. But what is the strength? Law works, but faith rests. Law works, but faith rests. I love that. I love it. And that's me. That's me. I'm not bragging about myself. I'm just saying that's the way I live. I love it. All right. 20th chapter. This is a long chapter. And it came to pass in the 7th year, in the 5th month, on the 10th day of the month, that certain of the elders of Israel came to inquire of the Lord and sat before me. This is Ezekiel. The Lord is my strength guy. Then came the word of the Lord to me, saying, Son of man, speak unto the elders of Israel, sinners, and say to them, Thus saith the Lord God, are you come to inquire of me? As I live, saith the Lord God, I will not be inquired by you. I don't want you to inquire of me, because you're sinning. The one thing God hates is sin. Why? Because sin makes you work. Idols make you work. All religion makes you work. But here, we don't make anybody work. I've never scolded anybody for doing anything. And I never will. Because if God is good to me, I want him to be good to you. I don't care about myself because God loves me. I don't care about myself because God loves me. I don't care about myself because God takes care of me. He is working for me. He works in me. He works through me. He works for me. Chair 4. He works for me. Now he works in me. 5. And then he works through me. 6. He even loves the neighbor as myself. So he's the one that worships through me, God the Father. And I didn't do it. He did it before the foundation of the world. Before there even was a world, Jesus already lived your life. Did you know that? You weren't born when you were born again. You weren't born when you were born again. You're a new creation right now. You're not Jew or Gentile.
Hallelujah.
Forget your past. When you're a Christian, you let Jesus do it all.
Hallelujah.
And I'm so lazy, so neglectful, so promise everything and do nothing. That's me. And you would think God would hate me. He actually loves me. And blesses me. I can't believe it. And so I teach it and nobody's listening. Because everyone thinks you got to be good. I don't think that. I don't think you can be good. Jesus is on my side on that one. Did you know, they said, now, Jesus, you're a good teacher. You're a good rabbi. You're a good, good person. And he said, why do you call me good? Why would he say that? Why do you call me good? The Father who dwells in me doeth the works. So it's not you that do the works. It's the Father that dwells in you doeth the works. That's all Jesus came to say. Why do you call me good? He's good as Son of God up in heaven, but on the earth, he's just like us. Totally like us. He emptied himself. He completely emptied himself of all of his, omniscience, omnipresence, and all that stuff. And his desire was always for you to let him do everything. It's a good parent. What a good parent. I was a good parent. Can ask Margaret. I was a good parent. Did I try? No. I was just me. I was totally me. So always be yourself, Karen.
Hallelujah.
Don't be what you're supposed to be. Be what you are. A sinner. ungodly. If you're ungodly and you believe that God forgives people that are ungodly, you're in chair four. I don't believe God ever wants you to work. I don't believe God ever wants you to labor. I don't think he wants you. I think he wants you to have Sabbath every day.
Hallelujah.
Shalom, shalom. Peace, peace, you know. And there is peace for me. I'm in peace. I'm always in peace because God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. He was in Christ reconciling me, making me know his peace toward me is just what he wants to do. Wow. Now I'm understanding the true God. The true God doesn't want you to labor and work. How many know you can't anyway? But he doesn't want you to labor and work because you can't be perfect. Here's the standard. Here's the standard. Be holy as I'm holy. So what's the standard?
Perfection.
God. Be ye perfect as I'm perfect. So what's the standard?
God.
Be righteous as I am righteous. God. That's all in the Old Testament. Those words are used over and over again. But my answer is I can't. And I don't want to. How many know you can rebel like that and God loves you for doing it?
Oh, yeah.
He always looks for the ungodly. He doesn't have anything to say for the godly. He said, think not that I came for the godly. Think not that I came for the righteous. Think not. Don't think that. Think that I came to forgive all of you who have broken all my Father's laws, done everything you can to just take care of yourself. That's the one I'm wanting to give mercy to. Wow. That to me is, by the way, nobody's ever believed what I say, so I just say it because I'm. That's my job is to say it. I'm just saying to you, God doesn't want you to do anything. Why? Because you're not perfect. Did he make you unperfect? No. You did that through the sin of Adam and Eve. Darkness entered into them. The light went out of them. All the light of God, all the light that was in them when he created them, they could have then obeyed God, but they didn't do it. I don't know when they didn't do it, but at a certain point, they didn't do it. Could have been hours, could have been days, could have been months. I don't know how long it was. It doesn't say. But whatever it is, I've seen this in human life. Kids are so, when they come out of the womb, they are so innocent because they haven't done anything. And all they do is something like this. That's all they do. You know, they don't like it in the cold because they were in that side, that womb. They were nice in there. Now that they come out, first thing they have to say is, it's like, they're, and then you try to teach them the right way.